G&D Audio presents an unabridged recording of How to Recruit, Hire and Retain Great People by Carrie Johnson, MBA, PhD. Narrated by Sean Pratt. Introduction. Have you ever hired someone who didn't work out? Ever spent months interviewing candidates and at the end just guessed at whom to pick? And the worst, have you ever spent weeks interviewing and still couldn't find the right person? You are probably like a lot of leaders I work with who want to pick the right people without spending a lot of time searching. A good economy means a lower unemployment rate. With fewer people looking for jobs, getting good people is all the more difficult. In 2019, the unemployment rate went down to 3.5% across America. Certain states had even fewer job openings. In fact, it was so difficult to find good people that many employers found themselves in bidding wars to attract talent. The worst part is the desperation of not being able to grow your business because you can't find good people. One financial advisor in Cleveland, Ohio, searched for an assistant for more than a year. He thought he found a good administrative candidate, a fellow Marine. They met at a military club. He recruited her from a job she was not enamored with. We will discuss later why recruiting those already employed is the easiest and best way of hiring good candidates. She worked effectively for about 6 months, but then decided to spend the rest of her pre-retirement as a volunteer. Now, the financial advisor is back searching for another candidate. A few years ago, the same advisor recruited a recent college graduate. He paid for licensing and even 6 months of training. The new hire lasted only 6 months past the training investment. Once again, the hire was a waste of time. If this Cleveland financial advisor knew what you were about to learn, he would have saved nearly 3 years of hiring mistakes. He would have been able to turn his focus to increasing sales instead of spinning his wheels, recruiting staff. The Great Resignation. During the pandemic of 2020, more than 22 million jobs were lost. But after the COVID Omicron variant, many of those who worked before the lockdowns across the United States decided to retire or resign, a phenomenon labeled the Great Resignation. 2 years after COVID induced massive job losses, more than 10.6 million jobs remained unfilled. Unemployment decreased from 14.8% during the pandemic to only 3.9% after. Every employer continues to struggle to find workers in a dwindling pool of available candidates. As late as December 2021, payrolls remained 3.6 million jobs shy of the high employment levels of February 2020. Because of increased savings accumulated during COVID, many workers over the age of 55 decided to leave the workforce. Labor force participation had been decreasing 0.3% per year, but the decreasing amount of people willing to work dropped even more in 2022. In fact, 3.3 million people retired soon after 2020. The Federal Reserve reported that retirements included 2.4 million more people than expected, based on demographics alone. But there is worse news. According to a recent Stanford University study, 3 million of those already out of work between the ages of 20 and 65 will stay out of the workforce indefinitely. This is called long social distancing. These workers tend to be women, lack a college degree, and have worked in low-paying jobs. These workers have made changes in their employment outlook to accommodate a permanent departure from the workforce. Emblematic of the trend toward either a delayed re-entry into or permanent departure from the workforce is an orthopedic physician friend in his late 60s. Greg had a great practice for nearly 40 years before COVID. Because of the lockdowns and the prohibition against elective surgeries, his practice stalled. Staff were in short supply for many weeks. He and his partners paid the salaries of those who remained for many months.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?